I turn away from the world that surrounds me to enter into the inner world of my own mind, soul, and spirit. And as I do, I listen to the inhalations and exhalations of my breathing, breathing in breaths of peace that circulate throughout the entirety of my body, and exhaling from my body all that is not peace, so that moment by moment, breath by breath, my body and mind enter into a tranquil and serene state of peace, of equilibrium here within myself. For as my breathing becomes more balanced and rhythmical, so the entirety of my body adjusts its chemistry to the divine rhythms established by the presence of God here within myself. And so as I do this now, let me imagine a picture in my mind where I am, how I'm dressed, and around myself I see an aura of pure white, radiant light. I see myself in the center of this light, and that this light is emanating forth from the center upper torso of my body. And as I see this, I realize and I acknowledge that this is the light of God surrounding me and protecting me. And that as I see and feel this, I feel the peace of God's presence surrounding me. And I feel the peace of God's presence within me, so that the entirety of my beingness is quieted into a divine solitude where I may feel, sense, think, and merely be. And so consciousness flows evenly throughout my body. And I recognize that this consciousness is moving throughout my body, regulating all of the internal workings of my body, guiding all of the vital organs of my body in their internal function, and that this is taking place as the result of consciousness. Consciousness that is as an inner light shining brightly here within myself, and yet infinitely beyond myself. For here this light guides the internal workings of all parts of my body and guides me if I but open myself totally and completely to guidance as to how to enter into higher states of consciousness and reality within myself and in the outer world, guidance for my daily life. And so here within myself, let me feel that throughout my body, every nerve, cell, and tissue of my body is under divine guidance, that every part of my body is being led and guided from my feet my left and right foot, there is guidance. Guidance on a physical level, guidance on an intuitive level, guidance on the highest level. For this area of my body only exists and functions perfectly because of the guidance of God's health and healing presence here within myself. And so let me focus on my ankles, and let me feel God's presence there, guiding the functioning of that area of my body, as well now as my left calf and my right calf. And let me feel and acknowledge that this area of my body is under divine guidance, as are my left knee and my right knee. That all the flexibility of my knees is part of the flexibility of divine consciousness, guiding me, informing me, awakening me. And so let me feel that that consciousness exists now in both my left thigh and my right thigh. And that consciousness of divine guidance is there within every nerve, cell, and tissue of my left and my right thigh. And now let me feel that my consciousness is part of the reproductive area of my body. And in that area of my body, I am under the divine guidance of God, for here the life force of God exists. The life force that is part of the driving will of God for the purpose of my soul. If I open myself now, totally and completely, to God's guiding presence as an inner light filling the reproductive area of my body, that light radiates now into my lower back, and there the radiation of light ignites all of the nerve cells and tissues of my body in that area, guiding the health and healing, maintaining energies to do the optimum and most effective quality health maintenance in that area of my body, as well now as my upper back, radiating through my shoulder blades down into my left arm and down the length of my left arm into my left hand, and now into my right arm, down past my elbow, past my right forearm, into my right hand. And so there is divine guidance here, divine guidance as to the working internally of both my left and my right arm, as well as guidance into the workings of my body at this level, as to where I will place my hands during any time that I contemplate or meditate on the presence of God. For I am divinely guided in consciousness, both inwardly as to divine union with God, and outwardly in my interacting with life's panorama as it unfolds before me. And so I move now into my abdomen, and there the light of God guides the internal workings of this very sensitive area of my body, guiding it perfectly in all of its digestive processes. And I accept this divine guidance, and I accept that I can, through this area of my body, open into other higher worlds of consciousness, for this is the doorway to higher worlds that I may enter into. And I move my consciousness into the heart area, the divine heart area, which is the very source of life within me. And in that divine heart area, there is simple knowingness. For here in the divine heart area, there is love, God's unity, God's presence everywhere joined with the entirety of the universe. And I enter into and am one with is part of the radiance within me, part of the light that extends around me, part of the light that joins me with all beings everywhere. And I am under the divine guidance of my heart filled with love. And I feel this now in my neck and throat area. And there I accept guidance. Guidance inwardly in the power of the unspoken word, and outwardly in the power of the spoken word. And I am guided as to the mystery contained in my throat and neck area, the mystery dealing with sound. Sound inward, sound outward. And now I am aware of my left ear and my right ear, and I recognize that I have the capacity to be guided by inner sound. And I am open to receive the beauty of higher inner celestial sound. And I am guided to the inner doorway that opens me to that higher celestial sound. Now I am part of the consciousness of both my left and my right eye that can see into the outer world that surrounds me, but can join as two energy factors coming together and synthesizing as one energy of divine sight here within myself. And I am part of that divine sight, which gives me guidance in the images of my dreams, and gives me guidance in the images of higher consciousness visions. And I am open and receptive and guided to the experiences of higher inner imagery, guiding me, leading me every moment, this moment, and every moment of my life. And so I move into all different levels of my consciousness. I move into the conscious level of my mind, and there open the conscious level of my mind to divine guidance. Divine guidance as to what to do to experience the innermost levels of my mind and my consciousness. Divine guidance as to what to do in the outer life that surrounds me and my interaction to it. And so I, in consciousness, shift to the memory levels of my mind. And here realize that all of the experiences of this and previous lives are stored here in the memory banks and levels of my mind. And that the divine director, the Spirit of God within me, can assemble all of these experiences in the right order to be in guidance for me in this inner life and my outer life. And so I am open and receptive to guidance. Guidance to take what I already know about my inner life to new heights, to new portals of awareness opening before me in my mind. And I am divinely guided to throw open wide the doorways of inner perception before me. And my body is, in its entirety, as an inner viewing screen from the crown of my head down the length of my body to the soles of my feet. My inner body is as a viewing screen where images of God's divine glory and splendor may pass here before me and unfold in the light of pure consciousness here within myself. And I feel the ebb and flow of universal life, as if all of the planets were passing through my consciousness, and I am part of the ebb and flow of universal guidance that keeps each of the planets in their respective orbit. And so I am part of that ebb and flow of nature, nature being guided ad infinitum, part of the guidance that causes a bird to break forth from its egg and to take flight and to instinctively know, part of all that grows, part of the giant trees, part of the life force of the trees, of the wind, of the rain, of movement, being guided by the eternal presence, by the Spirit of God, whose Spirit has entered into the trees, into the birds, into the animals. Here within myself, I am part of the ebb and flow of all life on this planet and beyond this planet, part of the ebb and flow in the heartbeat of the planet. One heart, one heartbeat, one mind, one knowingness. And in that knowingness, there is absolute guidance, absolute knowing what is within me, in the divine presence of God, and what surrounds me in the outer physical world, in varying manifestations of God's presence within me. And so I feel in a state of divine knowingness, where all guidance simply is knowing. Knowing God here within myself. Knowing that which are varying manifestations of God's presence throughout all the kingdoms of nature surrounding me. And my very soul is part of that presence, part of all of the kingdoms of nature at their very highest manifestation of knowingness, of awareness, and I am centered in the midst of divine knowingness to know God's presence here within myself, to be one with God's presence here within myself, to be one with God's manifestation of presence in all that surrounds me. And I am one consciousness, aware and simply knowing without thinking, knowing love, knowing peace, knowing wholeness, knowing fulfillment, knowing joy, knowing a togetherness of my soul with God's presence, and my soul with God's presence in the heightened manifestations of all of God's creation here on earth and beyond into higher dimensions of reality and existence. And I am guided through the mazes of my mind into that place of inner splendor where I experience the Most High, that is God. For it is God that guides me to God's presence, and through God's presence in the world that surrounds me, here on earth, and in the eternal voyage of my soul. For it is God's love that is my guidance. God's love for me and my love for God. One mind, one heart, one love that simply knows and contemplates its own beingness of light. For this realization, I give thanks. I let it be so, guided as I am within myself this moment and every moment to God's kingdom within me and to the manifestations outwardly of God's kingdom in the world that surrounds me. Almighty God, I give thanks that I am that which I am in your presence, and so it is.